The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and who's through all and in all. But grace has given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord. Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth, their voice resounds. To the ends of the world, their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. And so in the Feast of St. Matthew here, we hear from Ephesians that we're called to live a life worthy of the call that we have received. And so that call is to be holy, that call is to be a saint. And here it all begins, all saints begin with sinners, like Matthew. He was a sinner and a tax collector. And Jesus was yelled at, if you will, by the Pharisees because he went and ate with sinners. But see, he had to eat with a sinner if he was going to make him a saint. That's why God is with us. So sometimes we don't want to go and enter into sinners' lives because we want them to be sinners, that I can look at them and judge. We must enter into relationship with them so they can become a saint. That's the point. No relationships, no saints. We must make all people saints, and we must be striving to be saints ourselves. So if your call, what's my call? My call is to be a saint. And what are you, holy saint, what are you called to do? I'm called to meet with sinners so they can be saints too, just like Jesus did. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.